This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Patricia Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Place was Bella Vita. Date was April 18, 2022. Dennis was seen regarding agitation and debility period. She also has hypertension. Compare history. Mr. Dennis, Mrs. Dennis is 83 and resides in Bella Vita, which is a memory care unit, period. She's very confused and not oriented well, period. She's been more wheelchair combined and unable to walk because of poor gait, period. They claim she gets a bit restless and tries to get up in the chair, and that's not a safety issue. And so that is a safety issue, period. She was cooperative for me, although not well oriented and somewhat confused, period. She did take two steps for me, but had to hold on to something, period. She denies any pain or dizziness or uncomfort, period. She recognizes that she needs to hold on to things to walk, and it's really not safe even for her to walk when she holds on to things, period. However, she's not violent or psychotic, and there's no reports of hallucinations, period. She does have Seroquel at bedtime daily for dementia with agitation, and it's not clear, but she might have been psychotic at one point, period. She does remain on rivastigmine, 13.3 milligrams daily, period. She has hypertension, but this is controlled at present on amlodipine, 50 milligrams, 5 milligrams daily, period. She denies any associated headache or chest pain or cardiac symptoms, period. Her dementia is quite advanced, period. She also is on simvastatin for hyperlipidemia, period. Compared to renal systems, she does not feel feverish or having chills and denies major weight change. Eye denies complaints, ENT. She denies ear exertion or hoarseness, respiratory, no dyspnea, copper sputum, cardiovascular chest pain or dizziness, GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, bleeding, or diarrhea. GU denies dysuria, musculoskeletal denies arthralgias, skin, no rash or itch. New paragraph past history is positive for dementia, hypercholesterolemia, visual hallucinations, hyperlipidemia, and this hypercholesterolemia, vitamin D deficiency, hypertension. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 120 over 80, pulse 77, spike rate 16. O2 saturation 96%, temperature 96.9. Head and neck, pupil decoherent reactor light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular normal, oral mucous membranes normal, ears normal inspection, hearing seemed adequate, neck supple, no thyromegaly, no nodes, lungs cleared of percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gallop, no murmur, no significant edema, abdomen, soft and non-tender. CNS clean is mostly normal. Sensation intact. She does have 1+ edema of the feet, and pupil pulses are palpable at 1+, period. She has poor gait and poor balance. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. Oh, sorry, put down under mental status. She was not oriented to time, period. She could not tell me the date, day, year, month, or season, period. She was only minimally oriented to place, period. She could tell me the city and state, but not the place, county, or floor, period. She's oriented as a person, period. Affect seemed normal. Then assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Dennis has dementia with trying to get up from the chair and outside the gate, period. I'll continue rivastigmine, 13.3 milligrams daily, plus memantine, 10 milligrams twice a day, period. Two, she has a history of visual hallucinations. Now, can you Seroquel 25 milligrams nightly, period? Three, She has hypertension. I will continue. Amlodipine 5 milligrams daily as this is controlled. 4, she has. History of depression. I'll continue Wellbutrin 100 milligrams twice a day, period. I don't think she would benefit from any medication changes. She may benefit from the follow-up alarm period. They're checking the urine and checking some labs, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.